years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic, and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Get to the luxury event 4 years in the making, the Leap Year Lexus Savings Event. This month only, buy a new Lexus and leap past your payments till May. Drive true luxury in the 2024 Lexus RX, now $499 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
With approved credit number RC02C205, 36 months, 10,000 miles, with $3,499 due at signing, plus tax, tag, title, and dot fee.
This is not headline news. Taylor Swift has banned Travis Kelce from going to strip clubs and spent $500,000 on a new wardrobe for him. So apparently Travis is in the whipped era. AT&T says last week's massive outage was caused by an internal glitch. AT&T, the Spirit Airlines of phone companies. Scientists are using AI to decode what whales are communicating. They say once they find out what the whales are saying, they can try it on Vin Diesel. And the WWE held its Elimination Chamber event on Saturday. By the way, Elimination Chamber is what we call the radio studio when someone lets it rip. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A New Mexico judge has set a trial date for Alec Baldwin on an involuntary manslaughter charge stemming from a deadly shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Jury selection scheduled to begin July 9th, with the trial starting the following day. In consumer news, the FTC suing to block a proposed merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons, saying the $24.6 billion deal would eliminate competition and lead to higher prices. Georgia nursing student Lakin Hope Riley died from blunt force trauma to the head last week. A man from Venezuela in the country illegally is the suspect. The Dow is down 62 points today, the NASDAQ losing 20, the S&P 500 dropped 19. This is SRN News.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
I feel like the show's going to be great.
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Because this show is important.
Are you engaged to two people and want to make a choice on our show?
It's showtime.
Great show.
Did your spouse or lover leave you for a relative and you want to confront them both on our show?
Sorry about that. The show's gotten a little lowbrow.
It's showtime, baby.
All the shows will be doing it.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
What? Great, man.
Okay, magic time.
Well, that was a great show.
We got a great show for you today.
Woo!
Greatest show because we have the greatest guest sidekick today, David Blackman, as we explore the idiocracy. And David, the stories that I've checked in on during the break are just hideous. A Disney World visitor dies, a doctor dies at a Disney World restaurant after the waitstaff insisted the food was allergen-free. We have a little 7-year-old girl buried alive when she fell into a hole dug by an adult. Stranger bashes woman in the head with a baseball bat in a random attack in New York City. You can bet that justice will be swift there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And CBS has finally returned Catherine Herridge's files.
Now that they've had a chance, plenty of time to go through them and right, call them of any negative information about the Bidens.
Oh, and Don Henley regrets that he had a cocaine-fueled night with a 16-year-old prostitute. Well, that's not good for the reputation.
That would be something to regret.
Tough one to shake, man. We had a big celebration on the morning show today when we heard that Ronna Ramney. Give me a second here to recover, everybody. Yeah. At last, the worst chair of the Republican Party, whose dismal showing in 2022 should have been cause enough to get rid of her. She's out. Who do we think will replace her?
Well, apparently the two candidates are Lara Trump, who is the wife of Eric, a very dynamic woman who seems really smart and highly organized, and Michael Whatley, who has been the chairman of the state Republican Party in North Carolina, and ironically, I've known for a long time.
Really?
He used to work with an outfit that we did some work with about 10, 12 years ago. He's a really smart guy. Again, another highly organized individual. He's a true political animal and has lived politics his whole adult life. I think he's about 55, probably. Lara Trump is, I'm guessing, around in her late 40s. So they, you know, they're both young and have a lot of energy for the job, and probably won't spend as much time drinking Cristal champagne and having $500 dinners as Miss McDaniel has. I don't know if you saw the expenses of the RNC for the last 2 years are just, I mean, it's like she's been spending all her time at a COP28 meeting for the WEF conference. I mean, the charges for meals and travel expense and private jets is just astonishing. And, of course, the fundraising has really suffered over the last year. And so hopefully either Mr. Whatley or Lara Trump will be able to go in and kickstart the money machine over there, which is mainly why the RNC exists to begin with. And it was obvious that Ronna had pretty much lost sight of all that. She had gotten a little too big for her britches in that job.
Well, that's one thing. If you have a track record of monumental success, you're entitled to slightly bigger britches, but not what she's done.
I mean, she's presided over the destruction of the party, really, at the national level, and it's pretty shocking, because when you look back as recently as 2016, the Republican Party controlled pretty much every lever of power in this country once Donald Trump was elected the first time, and now what does it control? The Supreme Court and half the state legislatures. There was a time when the Republican Party controlled both houses of more than 25 state legislatures, which may have never happened. I don't know that either party has ever been able to achieve that. That's extraordinary. And controlled over 33 governorships at one point. Now they're down to 25. So, you know, it's been a real decline in the party's national prominence over the past 10 years, and she's presided over an awful lot of it. And we have to say that so has Donald Trump.
That's true. That's true. And I've always had the feeling that McDaniel did not like Donald Trump, which is part of the problem. You got to have somebody who supports the man in there.
I mean, she's a Romney, obviously. You know, she's just a standard issue country club Republican, just like her uncle Mitt. And, you know, every once in a while, she's a lot like Lindsey Graham. You know, whenever Trump was around, she'd say good things about Trump and, you know, and good things about the MAGA movement. And, you know, and when Trump wasn't around, she was just Uncle Mitt's niece, you know.
We have to take our first break of the hour here, Rich's forecast ahead. And later this hour at 4:35, we're going to have Brent McDonald on a little bit early today due to a scheduling issue. And he'll give us a take on today's money news. And then next hour, we'll be talking the Screen Actors Guild Awards with Miss Murray, the movie maven, and more. Plus, a great show at the Cloverdale Playhouse that just finished its run. Awesome stuff. 412, back with David in just a moment.
Fellow patriots, this is a call to action. Hi, I'm Cedric Coley, an America First conservative for District 3 of the Montgomery County Commission. I believe our republic is under siege by enemies both foreign and domestic, but I'm not one to just complain. I supported President Trump in 2016. I stood with him a part of the Stop the Steal movement in 2020. I helped raise awareness against tyranny during the pandemic. On Super Tuesday, I asked that you help me hold the line for liberty right here in Montgomery County. Paid for by the committee to elect Cedric Coley, P.O. Box 242021, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Time for traffic.
Well, around Montgomery right now, we've got light to mostly moderate traffic flow, getting really busy now on I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. 85 northbound already beginning to build this afternoon from East Boulevard past Bell to Taylor. A lot of cars on Taylor Road, East Boulevard, 231 to Wetumpka. Those are our busiest spots. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Shopping's best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are getting a little taste of springtime in February, at least through the middle part of the week. Tonight will be increasingly cloudy but mild, overnight low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, probably our first 80-plus degree day of the year with a high temperature up to about 82, becoming breezy, partial sunshine. In fact, we may do it again on Wednesday with a high around 81, risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms perhaps by Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, before ending Wednesday night. Then, behind that front, much colder on Leap Day Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
You're on.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Influencers. Remember to hit the like and subscribe to my channel to learn why you're grading cheese wrong. Influencers.
Yeah, that's what I want to be when I grow up, an influencer. Aren't we that now, David Blackman? Are we influencers?
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, you're on a national scale because people from... And by the way, I'm picking up followers on Facebook by the ton, I think, because you're linking our broadcast together, which I really appreciate.
Good, 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 good.
18 minutes after 4 o'clock, David Blackman is our guest. And let's talk about the meeting, long-awaited meeting, between Donald Trump and his new BFF, the president of Argentina.
Did you see that video? That was one of the most awesome things, moments, that I've seen in a long time. Malay was coming off the stage at CPAC. The CPAC conference was over the weekend, and this was on Saturday evening. He had just made his speech to CPAC and was coming off the stage, and Trump was preparing to go on, and they just ran into one another.
Uh-huh.
And the expression of absolute joy by Malay at meeting Donald Trump, and the 2 minutes they spent, clapping each other's backs and talking about the things that they could work on together, hopefully in the future, was really it's just a feel good moment, man. I mean, how rare is it to see any world leader, which Malay certainly has become, just have a public display of honest, genuine joy like that.
Yeah.
I just love that guy. I just love it.
Is there a trend now where men like him are, I mean, South America can be, you know, crazy place.
Yes.
But are we going to see more of this type of leadership elected to office in South America?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I sure hope so. I mean, you have a great president in El Salvador now who also spoke at CPAC, who has completely turned that country around. Malay has taken, he inherited a a massive budget deficit, and within, how long has he been in office? Not long, 6 or 8 months, has turned it into a budget surplus situation. Wow. Immediately, just by making a few crucial moves and eliminating some federal agencies. When you have a dynamic personality like that who really knows what they're doing, they can make a huge difference in a country's outlook. And Argentina has been a pretty unstable place for a long, long time throughout its history, really. Hopefully, it's about to enter. You know, there's so much potential in a country like Argentina and Venezuela and Brazil and you know, these South American countries and Central American countries when they have the right leadership. But it's just been so rare that they've had that. And, you know, I know it's a time of real optimism in Argentina because they finally elected someone who cares about the people in the country.
That's it is an encouraging sign. And we're seeing a little leadership like that pop up in other corners of the world. Is not the new leader of the Netherlands pretty much conservative?
Yeah, but he's been unable to form a coalition government. You know, his party received more votes than any other party, but is not a majority in the parliament. I think his party received like 38% of the vote or something like that. His name is Geert. It's spelled Wilders, but is pronounced Wilders, Geert Wilders. And, you know, he's a Donald Trump kind of character. Personality and leader, a libertarian, populist kind of person. And none of the other parties are willing to form a coalition with him. So we're about to end up, I'm afraid, with a fellow named Franz Timmermans, a former president of the European Union, becoming the president of the Netherlands because Wilders is not able to form a coalition government. And Timmermans leads one of the other parties that got about 14% of the vote, and you're going to end up with a minority government in the Netherlands, which is really frightening because that government's gone crazy with anti-farmer policies. And
yeah.
Netherlands has a really strong farming sector. So, you know, and now we're having, speaking of farmers, we're having farmer protests now in Spain, in Madrid. All the tractors rolling into Madrid. That's spread all over the continent. And our news media, our shameful, worthless, despicable, disgusting news media still refuses to cover it honestly for the people here in America to witness. It's just shameful.
Hey, I said something very parallel to that. I just finished my new magazine column will be out this week. And I used the line referencing the media as useful then as they are today. They've always been like this. We just haven't noticed, you know.
Right.
It's,
you know, the one difference is they used to put up a pretense of being fair and balanced.
Right.
You know, when Walter Cronkite was around and Brokaw and Peter Jennings, there was this pretense that they tried to present to the public that they were being fair and balanced in their coverage. But yes, they've always been the major media organs in this country have always been mouthpieces for the ruling class and for our intelligence agencies since at least the 1950s when Project Mockingbird went into effect at the CIA under Alan Dulles and Tom Brayden. And ever since then, you know, there's been this increasing influence from the intelligence community in our media. I mean, God, you look at these. I saw there was a big celebration at MSNBC today because Nicole Wallace was coming back to anchor her show, her afternoon show. Nicole Wallace is just an intelligence operative on the air, just like Anderson Cooper. Just like so many of them at CNN and MSNBC. And, you know, you can't trust anything.
No.
I mean, literally, you can't trust any information in one of our legacy media platforms.
By the way, Representative Clyburn says that Joe Biden's gaffes, and I've got that 5-minute clip. We could sit here and enjoy it. Maybe I'll play it next hour. His gaffes have nothing to do I'm not making this up, with his brain.
What?
Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah, whatever. I don't care what that guy says. He's so dishonest. He's just a pathological liar.
Absolutely.
It's just, look, Biden does have a stuttering problem. He did blame part of it on the stuttering problem, and Biden does have a speech impediment that involves some stuttering. But it's not hard to tell the difference between a stuttering issue and creeping dementia.
Yeah.
I mean, it just isn't.
You can tell his frustration grows. You know, we played that clip, Bidenese and so forth. In fact, I'll play that next hour, too, where you can tell he knows the word he wants, but he can't articulate it.
Yes. And, which is a classic symptom of dementia.
Right. And then
Alzheimer's.
He gets frustrated and angry because part of him knows what he wants to do, and there he can't execute.
Right.
And you see that.
No, and it's sad, you know. I mean, it's really sad, and you would have sympathy for him if he wasn't destroying our country.
Right. Finishing the job that his old boss started.
I mean,
with a four-year option by Donald Trump. By the way, the White House was broken silence on the murder of Laken Riley, and said this, people should be held accountable. Wow, that's a power statement.
Wow.
Jose Ibarra of Venezuela faces 8 charges in connection with the murder of Georgia nursing student Laken Riley. This may be one of those events that wakes a few people up, because you cannot look at that young woman and the bright future she had, knowing that it was taken away by somebody who this administration not only let in, but apparently didn't vet at all. And
you know, we've had similar stories like this, you know, for years. I mean, it was the young girl in San Francisco who was shot on the pier several times by an illegal alien who had already been convicted of crimes and let out of jail several times. Remember that?
Yes.
And, you know, it's a story for a few weeks, and the media changes the subject and stops reporting on it, and everybody forgets. And, you know, the president's going to go down to Brownsville Thursday, and he's going to...
Trump's going to be down there, too, the same day, right?
Yeah, Trump's going to be at a different part of the border, but, you know, Biden will give some lip service to making some changes in policy and end up doing nothing, and the media will say the problem's solved.
Yeah, he'll be down there... you know, years too late, after 5 million people have already waltzed in with a brown stain on the back of his suit, telling us how it's going to be, because I'm Joe Biden, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing so many things here this afternoon. Not only,
but we should make real clear to everyone, he's going to say he's going to do some stuff,
right?
And he's not going to do a damn thing.
No.
Okay. But he's going to rely on the media to stop reporting on the story and pretend like the problem's being addressed. And he's not going to do a damn thing, because this is an intentional Democrat-subsidized invasion of our country.
Yep.
And they're not going to give it up because his polling is bad. So everyone needs to understand that.
They always keep the big picture in mind. No, no. And by the way, New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg is once again seeking a gag order on Donald Trump. Doing not much of anything about people that are hitting people in the head with baseball bats at random in New York City. But that dangerous Trump appealed that thing, so I'm wondering how that's going to impact Letitia's desire to confiscate all of Trump's properties because he paid a loan back on time with interest. That's the first time anybody's ever been convicted of that in America.
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary. You know, he's appealed it to the New York, unfortunately, he has to go through the New York Circuit Court of Appeals. The New York State Court of Appeals, and you know, that's just going to be a rubber stamp for Letitia James, and then he'll be able to appeal to the state Supreme Court, which has a better record than, you know, other New York courts. So maybe he'll get a fair hearing at the Supreme Court, but by then the deadline will have passed for him to fork over the money. So I'm not sure how they're planning to deal with that, but it's really highly doubtful the appeals court is going to be willing to issue an injunction on that.
By the way, I did send you the PDF for the magazine column, which you can read at your leisure.
Cool.
Later. From one writer to another, your opinion matters to me. By the way, Hunter Biden made a statement today that, as a recovering person, really just made me laugh out loud. He says his sobriety is the key to America's future, something of in that nature. His sobriety, okay. Yeah. I mean, I wish you could remember the source. It was today. I saw it today. And talk about dribbling nonsense. Was it the New York Post? Let me check real quick here on this. Because that was like multiple times today. That's okay.
I'm sorry. That just...
It happens at least once a show with Mark Robert. I've got the fastest hands in radio, man. I may sound like I'm brain dead this afternoon at times. And the crickets are chirping, but don't worry about that, man. That makes you one of us. I mean, I if it makes you feel any better, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, I was in the middle of a rant in the afternoon, and I let one fly, and I had to dump myself. So these things happen in the entertainment business.
Yeah. I mean, who, raise your hand, folks, if you believe that Hunter Biden is sober. I mean, come on.
No.
Come on, everybody, tell us.
Not
a lot of support. We're at the bottom of the hour. David, we're going to give you a break here and come back. And Brett McDonald should be joining us in a minute. Right now, we'll get traffic. And next hour, we're going to lighten it up a little bit.
Well, we got a message from Skywatcher Douglas Butler, who says there is an accident at Highway 14. Right off I-65 as you're heading into Millbrook at the old Chevron location there. We can't see it on the cams where it's at, but we're told the right lane is blocked there, so use caution if you're getting off 65 headed into Millbrook on 14. Also got a report of an accident, 2300 block of Day Street. If you're exiting 65 southbound on today, it's going to be right in front of you, right near that first red light you roll up at. Use caution there. We're very busy in these spots. Taylor Road, I-65 and 85 outbound from downtown. And we've got a lot of cars on East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, and 231 to Wetumpka. McKenna Toyota's got a great selection of Toyota Camrys, the number one selling car in America, and Toyota Corollas, the number one selling car in the world. You'll be grinning with McKenna next at 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
A Catholic bishop based out of Texas is commending the Alabama Supreme Court for its decision regarding embryos created through in vitro fertilization, otherwise known as IVF. Bishop Joseph Strickland is no stranger to controversy. He was told to leave his position from within the Catholic Church by the Pope himself, but Strickland refused to do so. The dispute between the bishop and the Pope has to do with the Catholic Church's endorsement of the LGBTQ movement. Now Strickland is talking about the pro-life decision that was made by Alabama justices while speaking at the CPAC event that was held in D.C. this past weekend.
This decision by Alabama's court was correct. According to our Catholic faith, we must help them understand the intricacies of what science has done in playing God and having children, embryos, embryonic children frozen and too easily disposed of. When the Alabama court says, no, we cannot dispose of these human beings, let us guide our politicians to know that truth.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A Birmingham woman who went missing on Sunday was found dead this Monday morning. Mahogany Jackson was found shot to death on 17th Street in Birmingham. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program. Yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA home loan program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
In a moment, we'll find out why boomers are the big problem in real estate and that market. Right now, we join Mr. Right on the Money, and that's Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Hey, Brant.
Greg, hey, how are you, buddy?
Good to have you on early today. What have you, news do you have from the market today that impacts our money?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So first of all, today was a big day of nothing. I guess the biggest news all the way around was that Amazon.com was added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So they are now one of the 30 stocks in the Dow, which is actually probably not a bad move because they do represent a really large tech company that has revolutionized the retail sales experience, as we all know. That was a big deal. I would also say, you know, markets for the most part today, Greg, they were all in the red, of course, but very, very minuscule, a bunch of nothing. And I think the biggest reason is because Thursday is when we really get the big, big data. Thursday we get to see the consumer spending numbers, which will be really interesting. But the biggest one of them all is the PCE. That's the Personal Consumer Expenditures Index. That is the preferred inflation gauge of the Federal Reserve. It's going to be a big number, really, really big, for all the reasons we've cited. Stocks are way up, really a handful of stocks if we get down to it. And those companies' valuations are really, really through the roof. So if you get a hot inflation number, that means higher rates for longer. It starts to confirm this new narrative, and that could be real trouble for stocks. So we're still doing our research around how we think that number's going to look. We've got a couple of days, but I really think tomorrow and Wednesday, yeah, we'll trade a little up, a little down. I just don't see any really big news out there that would move us either way before Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I would report to you, it's interesting to me because the level of insider selling that's going on, big, huge CEOs at major corporations that are selling their stock.
Really?
We all know about Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos selling billions and billions of dollars worth of stock. We've seen as well now Jamie Dimon in a surprise move. The first time he has sold stock in decades, he bought a slug of J.P. Morgan during financial stress in the 08-09 crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Then he bought again in 12. He bought again in 16. He is now, just the other day, sold $150 million worth of J.P. Morgan stock. Berkshire Hathaway reported their numbers. You look at Warren Buffett, who's considered by many to be the all-time icon of investing.
Right.
He has the highest level of cash that he's ever had in the history of the company right now. The highest level of cash.
Well, if all these honchos are doing this, what does that portend? I'm curious.
It means they're gearing up for a major market sell-off.
Okay.
They're gearing up for the same thing we've been talking about now for many months. And these people don't sell or position themselves this way. Keep in mind, they've got big capital gains taxes they have to pay and all of that. So it suggests to me they're looking for a seismic downward move in the markets. and they're raising a lot of cash.
One last question: if Amazon is part of the Dow Jones 30th company, do they kick somebody out to make room for them?
They did, and it's not coming to me right off the top of my head. I knew it all day today, and now my mind is drawing a blank.
That's really what I wanted to know, was if that is an exclusive 30, and if Amazon joins, somebody gets the boot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that could be a trivia question, you know, for your show, maybe. Who did Amazon replace? And,
absolutely.
But anyway, yeah, so... interesting day. It'll be a much more interesting week as we go along. But as I said, let's keep an eye on Thursday. That's when the real fireworks go off.
All righty. Thank you so much for your time, Brent.
Absolutely, buddy. Y'all have a great rest of your day and evening, and we'll chat tomorrow, bud.
You got it.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are getting a little taste of springtime in February, at least through the middle part of the week. Tonight will be increasingly cloudy but mild, overnight low temperature down to about 58. Tomorrow, probably our first 80-plus degree day of the year with a high temperature up to about 82, becoming breezy, partial sunshine. In fact, we may do it again on Wednesday with a high around 81, risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms perhaps by Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, before ending Wednesday night. Then, behind that front, much colder on Leap Day Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Rejoining our blogger buddy, David Blackman. David, here is perhaps the ultimate story in recent memory of the idiocracy that we report on every week. As an on-duty police officer in Columbus, Mississippi, a woman did some early Christmas shoplifting at a store while in uniform and eventually was caught, arrested, and driven to jail in the car she was using on the job just a few minutes previous. How about that? Here's the chief of Columbus, Mississippi.
We have a job to do. We're held to a higher standard. The community is just starting to trust us. And to take this gut punch really hurts. That's why we fulfilled our obligation, not only to the store, but to this community.
Oh, and the next day, the city council voted to fire her sorry ass. So, does this surprise you? I mean, we're seeing... I'll give you a quick example. There was a story earlier today. The former executive with Boeing asked to get off a flight because it was a 737 jet that Boeing made, and he doesn't trust the plane.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is lunacy.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, this is the only prediction I'll make today. At some point before this year is up, there's going to be a terrible tragedy caused by an air disaster that could have been avoided had they had competent people in the assembly process or the inspection
process. Or the
process.
Pilot. Yeah.
That too.
Or the inspection process.
Was it United that said, no, there's some group out there that wants more color in the cockpit. Hey, who cares? Can they fly the plane? If four engines conk out, can they turn this thing into a glider and land it like we've seen done on the show Air Disasters? That's all I give a rat's ass about. Stop with that. What the hell is wrong with these people?
Yeah, it just makes me more and more increasingly reluctant to fly. And, of course, that's part of the goal here of the climate movement is to make people reluctant to fly. And so it's all interrelated.
By the way, this just into the News Talk newsroom. Dana Delk is from Columbus, Mississippi.
Really?
I knew she was from Mississippi. I didn't know it was Columbus specifically. So that must be, she must be feeling considerable shame over a report like that. David, I found the Hunter Biden story.
I did too while we were at break, yeah.
All right, let's cover
That's pretty amazing.
Cover it briefly, and I'm going to read the first paragraph, and then David, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. First son Hunter Biden said in a rare interview published on Monday that him staying clean is vital because something much bigger than even myself at stake. We're in the middle of a fight for the future of democracy, the twice indicted 54-year-old jackass said. He was being interviewed by Axios. They're like,
yeah, which support. Is the worst, the yes. most biased, most worthless news platform in existence today.
You have to believe that you're worth the work. Well, you're a piece of work, all right, Hunter. There's no doubt about that. Or you'll never be able to get sober. But I often do think of the profound consequences of failure here. Wow. Man, for a crackhead, he's really taking himself very seriously, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't believe for even a second that Hunter Biden is clean. Not even for a second.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that the fact that Axios... do this interview and publish this puff piece just tells you why you should never ever access a page at Axios's website. It's a pure propaganda organ, all propaganda all the time, and it's just such a stark example of what the American media has become. It's just such a disgrace.
He goes on to say that in the depths of his addiction, he was irresponsible with his finances. Hey, your dad's not a junkie. He's not a crackhead, but he's spending us at the rate of $1 trillion in debt every 6 months.
Yeah.
That column I just sent you, I actually did some research, which is rare. And I think it takes 10 million people making $100,000 a year. You'd have to confiscate every penny of $100,000 a year from 10 million people to make $1 trillion. To give you some perspective. Because I can't wrap my mind around these money numbers. They're just obscene.
Yeah, you know, and we're going to be talking about quadrillions probably within your and my lifetime.
Quadrillions?
Well, I mean, think about it. So the latest estimate on the global cost of the energy transition to get to net zero, this mythical net zero thing by 2050, is around $350 trillion now.
What a bunch of crap!
And with the rate of inflation and, you know, the rate at which these estimates keep increasing, I mean, just a year ago, it was $275 trillion. We're going to be at a quadrillion dollar costs for this energy transition within the next 5 years, probably. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about quadrillions, which is a number so fantastic the human mind can't even begin to imagine what it really amounts to. And it's almost, it's so enormous, it's almost impossible to put context around what it really is that the mind can understand. But that's where we're going to be here pretty soon. I mean, really soon. And, you know, that's not sustainable. I mean, there's no way that's possibly sustainable. And so it's just, it's a road to economic ruin that we're set about on this thing. And, yeah, we'll be talking in those terms pretty soon.
Hey, this is a call we welcome with David Blackman on the air with us. And that's Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Oh, Chad.
Chad.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
I have a request.
A request?
Yes, I have a request.
What is it?
Well, a request is when you ask somebody to do something for you. But okay.
I wasn't going to say what is it. I'm trying, man.
It's legal jargon, yeah. It's,
yeah.
You almost fell for it. I knew Greg wasn't going to fall for it. every time you use... Fannie Willis's name, I want you to play a clip from Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Don't you think that... Don't you think that would be great?
I love that idea.
Oh, that would be totally awesome, Vince.
Oh, my gosh, man. So, what is the deal about now the Democrats saying that even if Trump's elected, they may not seat him? I'm glad that they believe in democracy.
You know? Right. But that's where they're going. I mean, they're setting... That's what those stories are for. To set,
it's, ins-
They're setting the stage for them.
I'll tell you the one thing I'm seeing is Drudge is now starting to, like, report on every so-called goof-up that Trump makes now, to try and make him look like he's senile, like Biden is.
Man, he is the biggest sellout in media history.
He really is. Yeah. Him and his girlfriend, Ann Coulter.
Oh, God.
It's all about money. It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
God, I had Ann Coulter on as a guest interview on the morning show about 3-4 years ago. And I played the clip of her on with Bill Maher when he asked, who of all the Republican candidates has the best chance to win? This is 2016. And she named Donald Trump. And the derision she received from the audience was loud and boisterous, but she turned out to be right. So when I went to her thinking, oh, thanks for noting how brilliant I am, she was a total bitch.
Yeah.
I lost all my respect for her.
Well, she had that reputation long before Trump and anything else. And I have a very close friend who's close to who knows her very well in D.C. and he's on an appellate court or has been on an appellate court and had some crazy stories about her. There's something missing up there.
Yeah.
Yep.
The elevator didn't go to the top, you know, so.
Oh, Chad, hold on a second.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The Fannie Willis sex tape has been released.
Uh-oh.
Turtles mating.
I just lucked into having that in the system so I could play it. But yeah, I love that idea.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. So, well, I guess we'll probably hear something fairly soon, although...
Think Friday is.
The judge certainly has a lot to chew on with the late filing they had on Friday with the cell tower stuff, which they're just dead. Yeah, I'm sorry. They're just dead meat on that, you know? So, but I never spent the night at her house. I left at 4:55 a.m. <You know? laughs> Let me ask you this: what would Father Flannery say if you told him that? I think Father Flannery would say, "Nope, that's to spend the night." Listen, you guys have a great day, and I'm glad that we now have the Let's Get It On music to go with Fannie Willis now.
Yes, we will do the Fannie Willis report on a daily basis.
That sounds perfect.
That is awesome.
Yeah. All right, we are at 4:53 here, enjoying a little great Motown. I saw all the great Motown artists, Dave. My theory has always been, in the 70s, and thanks to media influence, like All in the Family, where we were kind of learning to laugh at ourselves a little bit and recognize we had these flaws and prejudices, but hey, we're trying to get better. And having seen every single major Motown artist in concert, and all of these shows were very integrated, everybody got along fine, everybody enjoyed the music, it was something we all had in common. Motown's dead. And now we have hip-hop and gangster rap. And I don't see that as a healing form of entertainment at all when it comes to interracial stuff. David, the last couple of minutes of the hour, I'm just going to turn them over to you and tell us what you'll be thinking. Are you going to be able to join us Thursday, by the way?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
4 to 5. Great.
Absolutely. Right. Hey, by the way, on the question about Amazon, they replaced Walgreens.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Which I didn't even know Walgreens was still on the Dow. That kind of amazed me.
In a way, that's kind of sad.
Walgreens Boots Alliance. That's
Walgreens Boots Alliance.
Whatever that is.
I guess that's the parent company of Walgreens and what? Lucchese or something? I don't know.
Not sure. In a way, that's kind of sad because that's a legacy company, but that's the way it is, too.
Have you ever visited the Walgreens building in New York City?
I have not.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's the Woolworth.
Oh,
I'm getting my drug.
That one I've seen, yes.
Yeah.
But they're really fussy about who gets to go up in that thing. In the Woolworth. It's very restricted. I'm not sure what to do.
I know. We weren't able to do it. We thought we were going to be able to do it one day when we were up there and weren't able to because of some some advanced thing we were supposed to do that we didn't do and didn't know about anyway. Anyway, it didn't matter. We just went to Rockefeller Center and went up there.
Hey, I just got a clip. I think it's going to be clean. Christy Noem, hang on a second. Stand by, everybody, because I am looking for something, and we shut everything. This is the... Oh, boy. Christy Noem.
We have built roads, bridges, dams, and even a railroad. Who builds railroads anymore? South Dakota does. We do. We put high-speed internet access across the entire state. We have the highest birth rate in the nation.
Yeah.
People have hope. People are having babies, and I love it.
There's nothing wrong with South Dakota sex.
I have an income tax. We have no personal property tax. And last year, we passed the largest tax cut in our state's history by lowering our sales tax to 4.2%.
Wow. Hear that? Down the street on Goat Hill, you idiots.
Now, we are one of the few states whose suicide rates and our mental health challenges are going down. And we have the lowest drop in overdoses the last couple of years as well.
I don't know if that's good or bad. The lowest drop in overdoses? Shouldn't it be the other way?
I think she says...
Yeah, the most significant drop in overdoses.
Leadership matters. I'm just going to say it. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they suck.
I like hearing that. She's easy on the eyes, too. Not that that should be the most important thing about it, but, you know, she's under 100. She's not fat and overweight and doesn't look like she was born angry like most Democratic women do. Republicans, on the other hand, we're the hot party. You look at me and David.
And our next president.
Hold it. 1 second. God, I got 15 things going at the same time here. David, Oops. Go ahead. Please.
She'd be a great running mate, don't you think?
I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Because any man, she's going to capture the heterosexual vote. Who wouldn't want to be under her? I mean, led by Christy Noem. That's what I meant. Like I said, I rode my bike 6 miles today, and I'm...
Yeah, you may want to limit that.
Yeah.
May ought to stop at 4, Greg.
I'm just
saying.
Telling you. You know, I don't know what I'm trying to prove. I don't get a trophy for the extra 2 miles. So you might have a point there. Anything else you want to throw in before we look forward to seeing you and hearing you again on Thursday?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to find out if that meeting with the judge and Mr. Bradley came off today, if they did have that,
yeah,
you know, in camera conference on the whole privileged communications thing, which is so absurd, so ludicrous.
Yeah.
And I just hope they weren't just meeting to try to get their talking points straight, you know.
So what was the grand total again? It was 12,000 texts.
Well, almost 12,000 texts. You draw, that's almost like, I mean, it's some unbelievable number of texts every day. It's crazy how big the number is. It's like 40 a day. Almost, which is just insane. I mean, where do you find the time to do that?
That's 32, almost 33 texts a day, every day for a year.
For a year? I don't even know where you find the time for that. What the?
Unless they're just sending a lot of emojis back and forth, you know.
Maybe so. Who knows? Anyway, whatever. I just, it's all so disgraceful and... the perfect example of where we are as a country. That's why we call this show The Idiocracy.
And that wraps up the edition for this Monday. David Blackman, please give your blog address before we go to break.
Yes, davidblackman.substack.com for, politics, and blackman.substack.com for energy, and be there, be square.
Jeb, give David the big send-off.
Please clap.
Talk to you Thursday, my friend.
All right.
All right, as we get ready for the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have some fun in the 5 o'clock.